Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're looking at a book that asks a question I've honestly asked myself after a long week of work. Were you born on the wrong continent? It's by Thomas Goggin, and Sophie, you told me this one got under your skin.
Oh, it did. It's this weird, wonderful mix of memoir and political argument where a Chicago labor lawyer basically fantasizes about moving to Germany. And the whole time, he's making this serious point about how we live and whether we're doing it all wrong.
And the title isn't just a joke. He really does spend the book imagining his life over there. What his apartment would be like, what his taxes would be, what his vacation time would be.
Right.
And that's what hooks you. Because he's not some economist talking about abstract systems. He's a guy who's tired. He's tired of the anxiety over health insurance, tired of feeling like one bad break could ruin everything.
Yeah, and I think that's a feeling a lot of Americans would recognize. That constant low-grade stress about money and security. And he looks at Germany and sees people working fewer hours, taking longer vacations, and yet the trains run on time.
And the streets are safe, and nobody's going bankrupt from a hospital bill. So he asks this really uncomfortable question. Is the American trade-off actually a good deal? More money, but more insecurity and less time.
And less time is the part that got me. Because you can't buy back time. He talks about how Europeans have this healthier relationship with leisure. They protect it. They use it to hang out with friends, pursue hobbies, just enjoy life.
Whereas Americans measure their worth by output. How much we produce, how much we earn, how much we consume. And Goggin's point is that we've made a choice to prioritize consumption over quality of life. And maybe we should question that choice.
But he's not naive about it. He admits Europe has its own problems. High unemployment, rigid labor markets, bureaucracy that could drive you crazy.
And he's honest that part of Europe's social spending is possible because the US provides a military security umbrella. He's not saying America should copy Germany exactly. Different histories, different cultures.
But he does say we should question our assumptions. Like, is extreme inequality just an economic problem? Or is it a political one?
That was one of the most provocative parts for me. He argues that when a small group controls most of the wealth, they also control most of the political power. And that makes democracy less responsive to ordinary people.
And he contrasts that with Germany, where the welfare state kind of balances out the power of capital. There's this concept he talks about called social partnership, where unions, employers, and the government all work together.
Instead of the adversarial labor relations we have here, where management sees unions as the enemy. He's a labor lawyer, so he writes about that with real authority. The decline of unions in America wasn't just a natural trend. It was a political choice.
And that's the core of the book, isn't it? That the way we live now isn't inevitable. The American model of capitalism isn't a law of nature. It's a set of choices that can be unmade and remade.
Yeah, and he's not talking about abolishing capitalism. He's talking about regulating it, shaping it so it works for everyone, not just a few. That's what the European model does, at its best.
And he does these thought experiments that just stick with you. Would you trade a bigger house for free healthcare? Would you trade the chance to get rich for the security of never being poor?
And he's honest that those are real trade-offs. He's not selling Europe as a utopia. He's saying it's a different set of choices, and he thinks they're worth making.
I think the thing that really hit me was his take on health insurance. He calls it the great American tragedy. The complexity, the denied claims, the pre-existing conditions. And he contrasts that with Germany, where everyone is covered and costs are shared.
And it's not just about health outcomes. It's about the anxiety, the constant dread that a single illness could wipe you out. That's a freedom issue, he says. Not freedom from government, but freedom through the state.
Freedom from the tyranny of the market. That's a phrase that made me pause. Americans think of freedom in terms of being left alone. Europeans think of it as having basic needs met, no matter what.
And that's a fundamental difference in how you define freedom. It's less heroic, he admits, but more reliable. Less exciting, but more sustaining.
Okay, So what's the one thing you're taking away from this book?
That the question is worth asking. Even if you don't agree with Gogan, he makes you confront the fact that we have a choice. And that choice affects not just our wallets, but the quality of our lives, our communities, our democracy.
And for me, it's about time. We all have the same 24 hours. And he makes you wonder if we're spending them the way we actually want to. That's a powerful question.
And honestly, if you want to keep exploring these big ideas, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Whether you were born on the wrong continent is less important than whether you're willing to learn from people born on a different one. We'll see you in the next one.